set the floor. Let the body set the floor. Let the body set the floor. Let the body set the floor.
No more. I've retired the long end.
Yeah.
I've retired the long end. All right. Welcome to another installment of Bar Talk. I'm here with
Beamer.
And I am BJK. And hence, this is Bar Talk. I want to thank everybody for coming back, checking us out. All right. We're recording live here at Tom Fullery's. 714 Ash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
Restaurant and grill. Restaurant and grill.
It's a restaurant and bar, or bar and restaurant.
Fuck, I don't know what this place right. is.
So if you're in the area, come on down. We tell people every time, come on down, check us out. If you come in, mention that you're here to see Bar Talk, and
we'll
buy you drinks.
Don't just randomly walk through and expect us to know who you are, because you're listeners all the time.
Right. So welcome, everybody. Just want to throw this out real quick, because at some point I will forget. I usually do. Please email us with any comments, cheers, jeers, anything you have to say at bartalk1, that's the number one, bartalk1@yahoo.com. All right, email us, let us know what's going on. We still waiting on yoga pants picks. I haven't got any. I haven't gotten a yoga pants.
Right,
it's summer. It's summertime.
Not even yoga shorts.
No, nothing. Nothing with the word yo in it.
I mean, even if we got like a yo, you guys suck. That would be better than nothing.
Nothing. We didn't get that. So please email us. Let us know something. Let us know you're out there listening. All right. We know you're listening. We know you're we check all. We can see that you're downloading. If you're not downloading it, we even know that you're listening to it. Okay. So
and we know
please.
What countries are coming from. So yeah, trust me.
We're international.
We will find you.
We are international players from the Himalayas. All right. So. Anyway, we want to welcome everybody to Bar Talk. If you don't know, if it's your first time listening, we're basically two guys in a bar, and it's Bar Talk. We talk about what goes on in a bar, all right? We're not recording in a studio, in a basement, or anywhere else. We are live in a bar, and we're doing our thing.
We are 8 feet from a toilet.
8 feet. 8 feet. All right, so... we got a lot to talk about tonight. We'll get into it.
We get into it, we got to do our ceremony.
No, I got you.
Don't start jumping on.
We got a lot to talk about, but before we get started doing anything, we always start things off with a toast, all right? And we're drinking here. We ain't, sitting back drinking water or, having tea, Lipton. We getting it in, all right? So we welcome you.
That ain't Lipton's right there, bro.
We welcome you to, I say this every time, grab a drink, pull up a seat, and get ready for Bar Talk.
And especially if you're working.
All right, here we go. We're about to get it in. All right. Beamer, you took that one to the head right there, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right. We have a whole lot going on. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
So I can vomit out the beer I just drank real quickly.
And we will be back. More Bar Talk. I don't know what that was. We're going to be right back right after this. We got to get our shit together. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. are back. All right.
Where the fuck did we go?
So, I know. We didn't go anywhere.
It just felt like seconds ago, man. All right. I'm a little intoxicated. I apologize. Just let me go.
I'm not intoxicated. So, all right, look. I got a couple things. I got one thing. I want to mention the Beamer here. All right. I think I sent you a link on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right, now check this shit out.
You know what it's like to have your 60-year-old aunt go and say, what the hell is this? All
right, don't jump ahead. Check it out. All right. Now, look, let me just say this. The Chinese are ahead on everything. Technology, and they are fucking ahead in everything.
They are definitely ahead on that one.
So, in this case here, there's this device, and the Chinese have come up with it. And this is for...
They're going to own the United States before too long, so they already do, but...
I don't know if this is a big issue, but apparently it is for them to want to address it, especially since, and again, I'm not telling you the back end, but especially since there's like billions of Chinese people. All right. So apparently, in case you are having, fertility problems.
You're saying that the you can only go and have a certain amount of people before the well runs dry kind of thing?
Right.
Yes.
Well, apparently they have a fertility problem. So if you are, you go to these clinics, right?
And for our fans in China, then you understand what we're talking about. Right. You probably enjoy this.
So you may go to a clinic and the male may donate sperm or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, say a couple's trying to get pregnant and they try and take the sperm and then try and inseminate the eggs. That's one thing they do. So normally, the way it normally works is you basically show up, you go into a room, they give you whatever you need, whatever magazine, whatever materials or items you need to get you going.
Yeah.
And that way, you get it going. The Chinese have invented this device. And basically, it's set up like a kiosk. You know, like you're in the mall, and they got the kiosk set up. You can go up to it, right? And
they don't set it up in the mall anytime soon.
They got a video on YouTube, man. Right now, it's in hospitals. Here's the funny part. It's in hospitals, and it's lined up like where the vending machines are. And it's this. It's probably about 4 feet.
It looks
a good height.
Looks like R2-D2.
Yeah, it looks like R2-D2 with a hole.
The old school one.
It looked like R2-D2 with a hole in it. And basically, this hole has this gyrating. You can't see my hand. It has this gyrating.
Yeah, you don't want to see his hands because he's holding it right in front of his face, too. And that's...
Now, what happens is the guys, you walk up to it, you insert your penis into the gyrating thing, and it'll get you off. What's funny is on top of it, they have a screen which has...
You can grab a bag of chips and a soda and then...
But you can watch, videos or anything to get you going in case the pulsating, gyrating device doesn't get you going.
So you're saying not all men are turned on by robots?
It says here, look, check
it
out.
I call bullshit
on
that one.
It's a machine that makes sperm donation easy. It's called the automatic sperm extractor. It's a hands-free technology. I mean, it's almost Bluetooth.
I mean, come on, man.
It's almost Bluetooth technology. And
I heard they're going to put it on the new iPhone 7.
But look, it features they call it a massage pipe.
Yeah.
And it adjusts to suit the height of the
user.
You
can't fit your arm or leg in this massage pipe.
So it adjusts to the size of the person. So I guess you got to type in. That's kind of embarrassing. Can you type in a 3-year-old? You know what I mean? So, and then you plug it in. You type in the frequency and the amplitude and temperature. So you can make it warm. You can make vibrate. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, if it vibrates.
Is this like a disposable piece in there? Because...
Fucking look at the thing. We're looking
at
it.
I know, but...
And it pulsates in and out. It looks like R2-D2 got a heart on. His dick is going in and out.
I think that is going to be the start of the fucking zombie apocalypse right there. It's not... It's just going to be so many Chinese man sperm.
And it's open.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how you go to the bathroom, there's urinals all lined up?
It's going to happen.
These things are lined up in the hospital. You can go, you know what? I think I'm going to donate some sperm. read the newspaper, stick your thing in, and just get off.
I've been donating sperm to the landfill.
Yeah, but has it been donated to the proper outlets?
Well, sometimes it was, but I mean.
Yeah, but
I just pulled out mist. I mean, oh man, I missed it all over your face.
Yeah, but we're not talking about the sock donation.
I'm talking about the face it's donated.
Man, anyway, this shit's crazy. I'm dying over here. Go on YouTube, bring up Chinese hospital, introduce hands-free, automatic. Just type in sperm donator. Sperm extractor. I'm very sorry. And she brings in...
sperm extractor.
Okay, now Sarah. Now, wait, where are you going?
That's Katie.
I mean, hold on, Katie. Katie, come here, wait. You gotta see this. All right. Oh, shoot, it's gone. All right, you lucked out.
Yeah, that's what happens with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, oh, shit, it's gone. I guess I'm gonna have kids.
Okay, they have this device. It looks like R2-D2. And it has this little pipe and it goes out so guys can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know how couples are having problems.
Yeah, so.
Fertility problems.
Right. So, would you suggest to your husband or boyfriend to have this little robotic thing with the pulsating thing? He got sick. Oh, and it has a TV screen on top so he can have some visual aid.
Well, you don't want to miss your episode of Seinfeld.
I just want a serious toy.
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy.
It's medical.
It's a medical instrument.
This is the medical breakthrough. It looks like R2-D2 with the...
But you just said when the wife and husband are having problems.
Right, right.
He uses the...
Do you do it the old-fashioned way?
But he uses his medical...
Yeah, well, no, they say it's a hands-free extractor.
Sounds like a toy to me.
Oh.
Sounds like it would be in sex toys.
But look, it's lined up like, you know, like in a male restroom, like on a turnpike, they have urinals lined up. That's how they're lined up. So you go into the hospital and just,
well, because
it's like a little kiosk.
You just want random dude to fucking
go ahead and drop it off and
where is
to drop a fucking.
Oh, this is
load.
In China. This is in China.
That's China.
She said, "Let it stay there." All right.
Yeah, you know what? I was wrong with the zombie apocalypse. I apologize, everybody. This is Skynet. The cyborgs are taking over. They're going to take our sperm and say, nope, you're not going to have any more babies. It's going to turn fucking R2-D2. C-3PO is going to walk out. Oh, dear. Oh, I've got you. No, you're not going to reproduce anymore. Come on.
What the hell was that?
Fuck nuts.
What impression was that?
That was... Oh, dear. who the fuck would want to come into a trash can, basically? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, it does. It looks. But, hey, if they want to throw it away, you know...
I mean, you know what? I guess I can't say it because we've all thrown away.
Mm. All right, so there we go. You have your sperm extractor available in China.
And that is Keith eating celery.
They can't hear the crunch. All right, so. All right, you got anything? Because I got some muscle. What do you got there?
Oh, shit. What do we want to talk about? Children.
Hold up. What a segue! Yeah, we're talking about sperm extractors. Oh, yeah, speaking of children,
I've got Mom of the Year so far right here. It's a Floridian mom. That is Florida. Her name is Kayla Oxenham.
He gonna throw her out like that. Oh, Kayla Oxenham.
Bitch, you deserve to be thrown under the bus, get run over, get pulled up, let them fix your bones, and throw you on another fucking bus. She's 23 years old. She told her kids, basically, if you let me, I will brand you, we can go get ice cream. She branded and allegedly used a lighter to heat up a stick and then burned her 5 and 7-year-old daughters on the arm while riding. She forgot how much she loved the fire. How she loved fire, bro.
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
Is she white?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well,
I got a picture of her right there. She got 2-color hair. If you got red and black hair and you look like you have reject from some fucking punk band.
That's a white person crime.
That's a white person crime.
Let me see the picture.
She's like, what did I do wrong? I bought him ice cream afterwards.
Did she say that?
I mean, how the fuck do you go... they want to fucking keep reproducing just through random people.
Oh, she slammed her head into a wall after she locked the cat in the bathroom.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Who doesn't lock the cat in the bathroom?
But you know what's crazy?
Her?
I still hit it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I thought about that too. Anyway, I'd wrap this shit up. I'll tell you that one.
Beaver, why is that picture laminated? He's like, this bitch should be locked up and jailed so I can do conjugal visits.
She can't run.
Yeah, she do a little crazy though. Look at her.
Oh, that bitch's eyes is like fucking three quarters tall. All
right, did you see the, oh, here's something. Here.
Oh, that doesn't bother you.
There's what?
That doesn't bother you.
Yeah, it does bother me.
Crazy bitch.
What am I gonna say? Did they lock her up? Did she got bail?
Who knows?
She got bail.
At this point in time, Oakson was charged with felony child abuse on Tuesday. It is out on jail on bail.
You know why? What color is she?
She's a crazy ass bitch color.
What color is she? White. And she's out on bail. There we go. There they go. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm not saying.
I'm not pulling the race car.
I'm pulling the race car.
She's out on bail.
Thank you for making white people look even worse than we have.
She did it.
That's fucking hard. Do you understand how hard it is to make white people look bad in America? You just did a good job on that one.
Okay. She branded her kids. She's out on bail.
Hey, we're going to get McDonald's.
Hold on. You see where the McDonald's employee beat up the chick?
Yeah, that was fucked up. I'm not laughing. That was not actually a laugh.
She beat the snot out of this
she
girl.
She beat the fuck out of her.
Little four-year-old kid was kicking her. He was like, leave my mommy alone. Hold up. She said, get your kid before I kick him. I was like, God, dude, this bitch is gangster. Over some nuggets.
They said it was like 12 people standing there videotaping her.
They was young. Yo, none of them people. I looked at the video. None of them could whip that girl's ass.
I don't know if I could have whipped that bitch's ass. I thought she was one of the fucking new Planet of the Apes movies. Fucking...
She got bail. She ain't out. She beat up an adult. Just branding her kids. She got on bail. She beat up another woman.
Because they didn't arrest her until after the news fucking... Or it was on the news.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, that's... I'm not saying either one of them should be on a
phone. You know what's crazy? She was beating her. She was going, pow, pow, pow. Everybody was going, woo, 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 woo. Yeah. With each punch, like it was... I'm like...
Do you need to put sound effects on her?
Why are we laughing at this? Ain't funny, man.
It's not funny. It's horrible. I've been drinking.
But you know what's fucked? You know what?
I've been drinking. Like, I don't know about you.
Here's my guilty
pleasure. This is a fucked up situation.
This is bullshit.
But
right
it's fun. It's funny that the mom, not funny, but the mom said, I never realized how much my son loved me. Until he went and kicked her.
Well, the kid was the only one trying to fight.
I mean, I'm hoping your kid loves you at 4 years old. And he's not like, Mom, fuck you. I'm moving out.
Look, Mom just got him a Happy Meal. So.
And all she did was call her out for fucking somebody.
You know, yeah, that was stupid right there. But.
That's worth 5 years of your life right there.
Okay, look, check this out. Here's my guilty pleasure. You ever see them thing where they post the fights? Yo, I go looking for that shit. I'm like, YouTube, you ever do that? Type
it. I don't have to. I go fucking Facebook and so many people post their fucking fights and shit like that.
Yeah, I sit and watch that shit. That is crazy. I seen one where a bully, yo, I hate that term bully now. Everyone says it. This one dude called this guy out. Come on, let's go. It's the Boardwalk Atlantic City. He's like, come on, let's go. The guy's trying to walk away from him. No, fuck that. Come on, let's go. Quartered the guy. He said, let's go. He swung
at
the dude. The dude stepped back. One punch, knocked him out. Flat, arms spread out.
Did you notice anything about that video when he knocked him out with one arm? Got one punch.
What?
He had a screwdriver in his fucking hand. Watch the video again.
The dude that hit him?
Yeah, he had a screwdriver.
So he hit him with a screwdriver?
I don't know.
I just know he was laid out.
He had a screwdriver in his hand, then he swung, and the dude was laid out on the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a good enough video of like a screwdriver sticking out the dude's face, but that might have been why he dropped himself.
No, he got him on his chin.
No, he caught him in the eye.
He knocked the fuck out. He hit him with
a screwdriver.
What were you watching on your little fucking phone right there?
I was looking on the laptop, man, on Facebook.
He knocked him out.
No, he knocked him out. My question is, did he catch it quick with the screwdriver and he was able to get that shit out? Because it cuts off right after that.
That wasn't a screwdriver, that was a punch.
No, he had a screwdriver stand up. When he punches, that, watch him.
I really wish we had a video. We do have a video here. It's being recorded. I'm just saying, can we reenact that scene?
I got a screwdriver. Fuck you.
I got a screwdriver. I didn't watch those videos though, man. Is that bad on my part? Am I feeding into this whole social media?
Yes, you're an evil fucking person.
I've seen see the bus driver when he gave the chick the uppercut? When she smacked him and spit on him, he goes, you're going to jail now. Boom, they did a Hayuken.
Look at the fucking Russell Crowe movies back, you know, fucking Gladiator and shit like that. People wanted to see shit happen, they didn't care.
That's why UFC is so popular.
Oh, God, dude.
But you want to see somebody get killed.
We want somebody to get killed.
And then you watch and go, you know what? Nobody's
dying. And then they get killed, and you're like, oh, man, that's terrible. Oh, God, that's disgusting. That's so gross. But you watch the video 95 times. And that's, you know, one person.
But you know what I can't watch? I can't watch when somebody is getting bullied or beat up. And there's no happy ending to it. Mm-hmm. You're like... Because you can't do anything. You're like, oh, I wish I could. If I seen him, I would fuck him. And you can't do nothing. So when I know it's hard to even say, you know, it's a bad ending. But if I know, like, this guy gets what he deserves, I go, I want to see that. You know what I mean? That's great. You can't.
This 12-year-old gets beat up by 16-year-olds or something like that.
I saw that, man. I was pissed. Because I got a daughter. They beat up the girl because she was pretty. In England. Threw her face in the mud, made her drink the water. Oh, man, I'm so. I said, man, somebody did that my door, man. I'd be in jail.
I don't want
to. I can't watch that stuff.
I don't want to quote Fight Club, but man, you went crazy there. I want to destroy something beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, and you saw the rest of them bitches on there.
And like, all of them was hot, though. They was hating that girl for some reason. All right, so.
Probably because their fucking boyfriends are fucking perfect.
Uh-huh. So what we got here? I got to take a drink. What we got here?
What do I have? I just got some shit. This is kind of still on the parent thing, actually. On the parent thing.
What, the girl beating him?
No, we're all fighting.
Brandon her kids?
No. But hey, I saw this shit, and I saw it yesterday, and I don't... Chick in... Ottawa, Canada, all right? She was scolded by a customer. She was at Starbucks.
In where?
Starbucks.
I mean,
in
what
Ottawa,
country?
Canada.
Oh.
She's breastfeeding her child at the Starbucks.
Ooh. Is there video?
There was not video.
Ah!
There was video, and there was a bunch of women breastfeeding in California for some reason, and some of them really shouldn't have been outside of the house. Anyway, that's beside the point. Not that breastfeeding's a disgusting thing. Just some of them women were fucking disgusting. I'm just saying. I mean, if you outweigh me by 100 pounds, and you're like, look, this beautiful thing, and, you know, your fucking titties hanging down your fucking kneecap.
In defense, I know women who are breastfeeding now. They don't sit there. You have the whole titty hanging out.
Exactly.
They cover it up, and you won't even know unless you go.
The one they did in fucking California. They protested a gym, and they had all the women had their boobs out and babies fucking breastfeeding off. Why do you need to fucking have babies? Yeah.
Is there a video of that?
Yeah, no, it's not allowed. It was.
He's like, nothing you want to see.
Nah. I mean, it was like a couple, but
I can crop the face.
But if you can sit up and your baby's 3 feet below you and he's still breastfeeding, you
the baby laying in the crib and you standing up,
yeah, and the crib's 6 feet away from you,
that's fucked up. To the baby getting up by skim milk,
that's half and half right there, man.
No, but for the most part, in defense of women who breastfeed, they have things that cover up. Then most of them will use the pumps, and they will fill up bottles when they can. But you know how big, well, I don't know if you had kids. Like, kids fucking go through bottles like that. They go through it quick. So in the event they're not prepared, the babies go through it quick. Say they're out longer than what they usually are. In the event that they have to breastfeed, they have these covers they put over. So Yeah. There are people who say, oh, you can't do that in public. They're not sitting there, like you said. It's not like a porno movie. And the baby's going,
I have been.
And you got these 70s music going on. It's like, bow, 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 yeah. And they're squirting it out. And the baby's like, no, it ain't like that.
That's not the way this happened. It basically, the woman was sitting there breastfeeding. And, you know, it doesn't say if she had the full shawl thing on or whatever. But one of the customers went up to her and said, this is disgusting, this is disturbing, you shouldn't be doing this here. Walked up to the teenage barista, told the barista.
Barista, what's that?
They make coffee, it's a fucking fancy name. It's Starbucks.
Barkeep! Here.
Barkeep. So they went to the barista and said, you need to do something about this. This, you know, let me see the exact term. Oh, shoot. I was telling him, could you get that woman to stop doing that in public? That is disgusting. That's what she told the barista, teenage dude. He goes, and he was just like, yeah, I'll handle this, no problem. He walks over, takes a card, says, there you go. He has a free refill for today, and as well as a free drink or food for the next time you come. We're sorry that you have to deal with ignorant people like this, saying about the person who complained. Right. And that's nice. I have no problem with that. That's kind of, you know, it's a natural thing. It's what it is. And, you know, they went and kicked the person out who was complaining about whatever. My problem is this. You go to Starbucks. I don't go to Starbucks too often. But every time I go to Starbucks, it's for coffee. Or, I mean, she was drinking some sort of drink. Mm-hmm. So even if it's tea, bitch is fucking drinking caffeine and breastfeeding a baby in a fucking Starbucks. You not see something wrong with that?
How you know what she was drinking?
I'm saying, even if it was tea.
Could have been cocoa.
It still got caffeine in it.
She could have been there. Okay, the one time I was at Starbucks.
But she was breastfeeding while drinking her large drink. It says on here.
The one time I went to Starbucks, you know why I went there? For a meeting.
And to breastfeed your child.
And while I was there.
You breastfed your child.
We had a meeting there. It met with an insurance guy.
And you breastfed your child.
And we used
You think that would be the place to be like,
we used the Wi-Fi, the free Wi-Fi, to have a meeting. And he goes, you want to order a mocha laca chuca or whatever? I says, no, give me a hot chocolate. Or give me a tall milk. You're speculating. It says large drink.
It said a large drink.
So you're speculating.
I'm speculating.
You can drink coffee.
They're not putting it out there, and I get that. But you go to a coffee place and breastfeed. I'm just saying. That's all
I don't know the circumstance behind it. I say that because I know people. I know people who do
it. And guess what? Her next fucking free coffee, her next coffee is free on
you're it. Just like the person that they kicked out.
No, I'm just thinking like, why would you take it? You know that's going straight through.
The beautiful, lovely Sarah is sitting right here. If she started breastfeeding right now, would you object?
No, she's drinking water.
She's not with child. What if she started breastfeeding?
I'm kind of turned on and turned off and say, I don't know. I'd have to see that. I'd have to be in that situation. That
I mentioned
moment,
Sarah's name and breastfeeding in the same breath three times. You would figure she would whip it out and be like, what are you talking about?
Squirting us from 12 feet away. Ah, my eye!
From across the room, the beautiful, lovely Sarah. Round of applause for the beautiful, lovely Sarah. Yes.
Oh. You know, it is...
Let it go, man.
Oh, no, it's it.
All right. Sorry, I'm back to eating again.
He doesn't stop eating.
So professional. But this hot and honey sauce that they have here at Tom Fuller's.
It's worth...
Restaurant and bar.
It's worth coming from Saudi Arabia.
714 Ass Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
It's not ass. It's ash.
Ash. A-S-H.
If you didn't have food in your mouth, people are looking for Ash Boulevard. They're like, oh, shit, yeah, I definitely want to go there.
Come on out. All right, remember, mention Bar Talk. To say that you came to see Bar Talk, come on Wednesday night. Any Wednesday when we're here, we got your drinks. We even buy you something to eat. We'll feed you.
If you're hot, I'll throw you a big out.
You need a place to stay? Beamer got you covered. All right.
All right.
And he will not need his sperm extractor.
Girl,
And he wouldn't mind if you breastfed either.
Yeah, you're pushing a lot there.
And he wouldn't brand you. All right, so. All right. We're going to take a quick break. I can swallow my food. We're going to top off our glasses, and we'll be right back with more bar talk right after this. Stop. We closed the place.
Sounds like a door. Bird taking a shit on you, and it's good luck. We
got people rolling, man. That's what we do at Bar Talk. The door ain't locked. It's open. It's closing. It's raining. We got, what is it? Hurricane Arthur is coming through. That is, I don't want to piss anybody off. That is the gayest name.
Unless it's Arthur Ponzarelli.
Hurricane.
Hey.
Look at Sarah. She's like, come on, guys. You got to do better than that.
Arthur Ponzarelli. Come on. It's a font.
Arthur on PBS.
Oh, my. We have a hurricane coming through.
Oh, that would be just terrible right now.
If you don't mind, I'm going to knock this tree. No, I won't knock over the tree. I'll just ruffle a few branches.
This is too much for me. Too much stimulation. Okay, that was a big part.
Yeah, that was big.
Okay, so we might not have power during the COVID.
Nah. All right.
Arthur said, fuck you. How about that?
All right. Check this out now. We always go off the charts in what we're supposed to do. We're trying to get, me and Beamer are getting ready for the, what's the secret word championships?
Oh,
so we got to practice real quick.
Password.
No, you got to be serious, though. This is serious. We've done drunk perfection. All right, we're going to bring that back. But this is almost just like password, where I say a word or I get a word and I can say, it's almost like taboo. I can say whatever clues. Is it one word clues or phrases?
It's the $38,000 period, whatever the hell it used to be back in the day.
Right. Okay, no, one word
$30,000 hints. $30,000
period. Okay, one word hints.
One word hints.
Yes. The other party must respond with a single word as well. So repeatedly until he guesses it right. All right? So I can't be like, say it's basketball. I can go NBA. I can't be like,
but you can't
it's
say
a game they play with a hoop. It's one word.
One word, but you couldn't say NBA. It's got basketball right.
Right. But it's one word clues and hints.
So what are you supposed to say?
Well, that's why we're freaking
practicing. Okay, we're practicing.
All right. Okay, let's give this a shot here. All right. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay, you ready? We got 60 seconds. Now we're this is practice. Now we got to get this for when we challenge people, all right?
Yes, I'm ready for this.
Okay, here we go. First word, okay. Mad.
Angry.
There we go. God damn it, we the shit. Okay. Secret.
Admirer.
No. Devil.
Ritual.
Yes. We in a shit. All right. Baby.
Stork.
High five on
that. That was dumb.
All right. Dirt.
Ground. No?
Road.
Gravel.
Correct the mundo. All right. Mad.
Angry. We already did angry.
We got 2 seconds. Hurry up.
Outrage.
I think he got it in.
We got it in?
Yes. Okay. You said it right on the key, but yes, that's it.
That's how it works. That simple. We're taking all the challenges.
We are the champions.
We're championesses in this motherfucker.
All right. I was the clue giver. You be the clue giver. We're taking all challenges.
Let me take a drink.
We're taking a drink here. We do a toast. All right.
Okay, I love how on this it says, tip, don't panic.
Okay.
I'm not fucking panicking. Shit.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. We ready?
Let's go. Get
the first one and go. All
right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong screen. Okay.
One word.
One word. Map.
Chart.
Layout.
Grid.
Yes.
Yes.
Talker.
Speaker.
Keyboard. Oh shit! I just actually screwed up. Clothing. Required.
Uniform.
Death.
Coffin.
That's right. Oh, 5 points. Oh, wow. Damn, we got it.
Did we get them all?
We got them all.
Five. Okay, that's how it works. We're taking all challenges. Here's the deal. Anybody that can beat us, beat our time, what we give them? What's the prize here?
I'm going to say a nice salt and pepper shaker from Tom Fuller.
Signed by Bartol?
Signed by Bartol. I mean, we got a couple different styles, so we have like a first place and second place.
Yeah. We have the elegant streamlined designs, and we have your classic square box.
Or we just send dick pics. I don't know. Whatever.
Signed.
I mean, if you want dick pics, ladies, hey.
We're signed salt and pepper shakers. You know what? We might as well throw in commemorative coasters as well.
Oh, yes. Fuck it. There might be a High City 7 ketchup container in there. Plastic one, of course, you know, because we don't want the glass.
And then it'll be full.
And it'll have a picture of both of our faces.
And just to throw this out there, we had Drunk Perfection. How many contestants did we have? It was seven?
Seven.
And yours truly, DJ K, is the champion, the current Drunk Perfection champion. I beat out Slick Ben by like a half a second. Yeah, it
was very, 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 very short.
Yeah, it was a very short second. So we'll be doing that again. And once again, can we give her a formal introduction? We mentioned she was here, but
I'm going to give her a formal something.
Once again, the beautiful, lovely girl? Sarah is here. Round of applause for Sarah in the building. Yes, and she was so kind to bring us a shot as we prepare to wrap things up a little bit here. We're getting it in, man. It is my personal favorite. I don't know about Beamer.
I don't dislike. I like.
I do believe that this is a...
I am a connoisseur of quick shots.
I do believe that this is a little bit of...
Red Bull.
Red Bull, and...
it has a fragrance of...
Deer's blood.
That's a
Jägermeister. That would make this a Jäger bomb. Yes, my personal favorite here, and I can't say. We can't say we're sponsored by Jäger or Fireball.
But at the same time,
our two favorites.
If
is there a Jäger Firebomb?
I would be intrigued to try.
We may invent. We can invent a shop one day. We can come up with some.
Do that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be. Hey, if you're in town, I'm DJing every Thursday as well as every Wednesday night. We do the podcast here. All right, so here we go. We are going to do a shot here, and we're having a blast here. We have fun. We're glad you're listening, having a good time with us. We were worried about not having content tonight.
Oh, no, we never have content. But
no, we never have content. We were a little worried, but it always works out this way. You're sitting in the bar, and we talk.
I mean, hey, the alcohol fuels imagination. Ask Ernest Hemingway.
All right. So, and also, stalling shows weakness. So, let's do these shots.
Let's do this shit.
All right. Here's to another great, fun episode of Bar Talk. And here's to, we're thanking all of you guys for listening. All right.
Yes.
Here's to you guys.
Hey, he's still drinking it. He's still, and he's done.
Motherfucker!
Oh, I had you beat by like a good, I don't know, 4 seconds.
He's got me on that. I gotta give it to him. I'm not a shot guy.
It tastes like I just ate a sweet tart.
So, oh, I got some good news. Actually, I do not have to work tomorrow.
What? Oh, wow. Yeah,
I am off for the next. Today is July, what, 2nd?
It is July 2nd?
Yeah, we usually don't throw the dates. It's July 2nd, Wednesday. I don't have to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I have so 4 days off during the day.
You will be able to appreciate and enjoy a long weekend into the Independence of America Day.
And actually, Friday, 4th of July, and Saturday, July 5th, this is probably the first weekend this year, to date, this year, that I am not working, or I do not have a comedy show, I am not DJing, and I'm going to spend some time at home resting with my beautiful, lovely wife.
You will be attending a great,
hopefully
beautiful weather after we're supposed to have an early morning rain.
Hurricane Arthur will be spilling through.
But hopefully that ends,
sprinkling that ends
before the party, and we will be going and... Yeah. We will actually be competing against other people in this bar and friends.
Yes.
In a game called Cornhole.
It will be a friendly. Would it be a friendly or is this a sanctioned match?
Oh, we are fucking going to kill these motherfuckers.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We have blood, the taste of blood in our mouths, and nothing, no fear
behind
it. We
are looking to take down the Cornhole champs.
Yes. If you're listening right now and you know who you are, we're coming after you. We already came at you.
Let me say this. I'm not making a guarantee that we're going to win the championship, but I will guarantee that we will beat Stacy
and Justin.
And Justin. Stacy Fimano and Justin Faulkner. We will whip their ass. You heard it here. I said it. I'm representing it. And if we don't win, this was the alcohol talking.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm serious, man. I want to beat this motherfucker so bad. He made a point to come out and say, "Hey, I don't think you scored a point on me at all. At all. At all." I'm like, "Really? Okay. Motherfucker, it's on." Beamer's coming off an injury. And you know what?
I mean, I'm still not going to be 100%, but I will be up to playing shape. I can do, you know.
So, Bar Talk will be holding it down.
You know what? We might even consider have to do one fucking little feed.
We need live feed. Shirts. We need some Bar Talk shirts.
We might have to do a little live feed around Friday.
Yes.
You know?
We will do a live feed. And no, we'll record it live.
Record it live. Yeah. Well, yes.
We're going to record the event so you guys can...
you can understand how just drunken and just... fun and stupid.
That will be a special Bar Talk.
Yeah, it will be. Because we will be a little bit drunker than we are normally.
Oh, yeah. I'm not driving.
I ain't driving. Well.
If you don't have to drive. If he gets that bad.
I can sit for 4 hours and jump in a pool like I did the last time.
I think last time I had to DJ here.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I couldn't stay because I had to come here to DJ. There's no DJ. So, yes, it is on.
Yes. And so. This is... Even though I've suggested to Justin, he gives you a couple bucks and you bring a speaker and your computer and your fucking mixing table. And
it's always in the car. I'm going to bring it anyway.
That's what I'm talking
about.
True DJ's
always ready. That's all right, so anyway, yes, we will do a special broadcast. I'm glad you brought. See, this is what we do on Bar Talk. It's spontaneous. Shit happens.
I do want to go and actually say something that this week.
Is this the inspirational?
Well, no, it's something. Well, God, it was inspirational. But, we're going to probably cut a couple minutes short because it's really, really
good. And they have some maintenance they have to do here in the building, so we do to cut it short here.
The trees have been in sideways outside. Yeah. So. But two things I want to say. First thing is...
Oh, wait a minute. Let me set it up. This is the beginning of Beamer's...
Inspirational.
Our regular inspirational moment.
Okay.
Let the music play.
So... This first bit is not like so much inspirational. It's just I want to give everybody a heads up. Keith and I actually were here. What was it last week? And we discovered this great sport that I never knew about.
Ooh,
foot volleyball.
Can we talk about that little?
Well, we can talk about it if you'd like
next week.
But I want to say thank you, Brazil. Thank you, Brazil.
Round of applause.
You made a night of watching somebody, two women, well, four women on each side, it was so enjoyable.
Okay, look.
That was it. We will get into it more later.
Let me just say this. I God bless America. I'm a true American. I appreciate everything we do here in America. I think it's the greatest country in the world.
America.
But goddamn, those Brazilian women. Yeah, shit!
And the Colombian chicks I had on there, the one with a cut. Oh my god.
What was it called?
It was Foot Volley Tour.
Okay, yeah.
That's what that said on the TV on ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's your homework for next show. For our next thing.
And we did want to point out also that
we try to enlighten you. So check out the Sperm Extractor on YouTube and check out
the Foot Volley Tour.
Yes.
And the Women's Foot Volley Tour, which is...
Yes, Women's Foot Volley Tour.
But also, don't forget about America's Lingerie Football.
Which we will be attending, and we will be giving you an update. It's been available for a few years.
We will try to go in back...
It's right in Jersey.
We will try to get in and actually interview a couple of the women.
It's in Trent.
If we can.
Yes.
I can't promise it, but we will go there and we will do everything we can.
And we have a bunch of things. We're going to be on a couple other podcasts that we're going to be mentioning about. Yes. But now the other shows are pretty big, so we can't just, we can set the topic that we want to talk about. And I don't want to say the names or anything yet, but he says, no, get your topic together and we're on there. And this broadcast in like probably about, how many is it? Five cities?
Actually, it's more than I think. It's like six or eight.
Six or eight cities. So we're going to spread out. We're going to open it up. So we got a lot of things.
One's
planned.
Actually terrestrial radio. So if
we
do, once we do that show, we will go and get some sort of information out to you to listen to and get the information to you.
So we thank you guys for sticking with us. And
I do want to put one last thing on there because I didn't get my inspirational moment.
Okay.
We are sitting now on July 2nd. U.S. has been knocked out of the World Cup, FIFA World Cup. And there is a amazing thing that happened in America. I played soccer, I played football, I played basketball, I played baseball. But soccer was one that it still has a long way to go here. But it's because of the other countries out there that we have gone and started challenging ourselves and the show of support that has gone through over the last... four or five months, getting up to this point, it's been amazing. So every American out there, feel proud. It was a tough loss, but hey, it is what it is. Other countries out there, thank you for showing us the way at the same time, because seriously, it's an amazing thing. It's getting all countries to compete and not to do it with weapons, just doing it with, it's an Olympics, but not the Olympics. So that's it.
Can I add something to that?
Go ahead.
I listened to a sports talk channel, and I listen to I'm a sports guy. We're both sports guys. one thing, in America, we got baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. There are our, you know, our four major sports. Depending on who you ask, each one can be the favorite sport. But for the most part, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, are the biggest sports. Around the world, which everyone knows, soccer, or, you know, football outside of America, out of America, is the sport. For years, they've been trying to make soccer, you know, to get the interest built up. We have professional teams in the U.S. The interest is not there. None of the games are hardly televised. I mean, there's a few on, like, ESPN3. They're not televised. I mean, we have stadiums that they play in. They don't sell out. It's not big in the U.S. Outside the country, it is huge. It is everything. One thing I have to say is during this World Cup, there are people who will say they hate soccer, but yet during this World Cup have been watching. And I have to say this, I'm not a huge soccer fan. Whenever the U.S. is in the World Cup, of course, you know, when it's on TV, I sit and I watch it. And I cheer like everyone else, and it's a big deal. But I have to applaud FIFA. And I don't know if it's Brazil or FIFA and Brazil combined. All I know is I applaud FIFA and Brazil, and it's the coverage. The coverage of soccer makes it so that of this World Cup, there are people who hate the sport. Someone like me, a casual person, who've been enthralled. I watch as many games as I can. I still don't fully understand the rules. I'm still learning different things as I watch it. I'm totally enthralled with it. Even though the U.S. is not playing now, they're out, I'm still going to watch. It is, I can see why it's the greatest sport in the world. The way they covered it, they showed enough of the fans to show their devotion. The way they describe it on the field. I mean, everything. I am a soccer fan now. But I have to say this. If it's on TV, like the regular MLS, our regular U.S. teams, the pulse, the intensity is not there. But to anyone, to any distractor or anyone who says that soccer isn't, you know, it's boring, I don't understand it, it's not exciting, it's this or that, it is a world sport. It's to me, it's almost the same feel as watching college basketball, watching the NCAA tournament. I mean, if you watch the college basketball, the fans are so into it. The NBA, it's a little bit different, not until the finals, but in college basketball, every game.
Honestly, that's probably college football, college basketball is the best equivalent.
But with the World Cup
of soccer,
watching
the world.
Just the feel of that is, and I have to applaud. Please, a round of applause to Brazil and ESPN for allowing, not using our American sponsor or American broadcasters, but the European broadcasters.
Oh yeah,
who are more knowledgeable about all the European players.
Some of those guys are really fucking. I mean, they're great, but they're fucking hilarious. I just think it's amazing.
And I wish it wasn't every 4 years. I wish it was.
Every 2 years, you know, you can do it time.
But you know what? Just like the Olympics, it's that build up.
Yeah.
And for anyone who says soccer's stupid, this whole World Cup is dumb. I don't want to call about WIP. I hope the U.S. loses because we can be done with this. But then he was even like, I was actually rooting for him, but they blew it. I'm looking at it like this. It's such a worldwide event.
Yeah.
Soccer in other countries is more than, like, our Super Bowl. If a team loses, just say a team got a bad call, a holding call that is very questionable, and it allowed another team to kick a field goal and win it, it would be like, oh, well. But in other countries, if there's a bad call, you have the government involved.
Well.
I mean... There's a war that may happen.
It is the most pro sport in
it is. I mean, if a goalie lets a goal go through, the team loses. Man, there have been instances where his family's been murdered. They have been murdered. Mm-hmm. A referee who makes a bad call has been murdered. It is like everything. It is the biggest thing. But I have to say that this coverage on this whole thing, I'm repeating myself, is just unbelievable. And I'm a fan of it. Yep. I mean, like hockey, I'm not a huge hockey fan. But you know what?
I am.
I watch the playoffs.
Yep.
I faithfully watch the playoffs.
Hockey playoffs are some of the best
and
playoffs
it slowly,
ever.
It went to the point where I would only watch the Stanley Cup Finals to the playoffs to the point where I'm keeping up with my Philadelphia Flyers. I'm watching more and more of the games, and I'm slowly learning more and more. So I'm slowly sold on soccer, and I applaud, again, I applaud FIFA and Brazil. I don't know if it's the country, but hey, I'm sold on this whole thing. So I know I'm babbling here, but hey, I'm a soccer fan now. So anyway, yeah, we're on. We're going to say goodbye. No. That was not my final moment. No. And round of applause for Katie. She's here. Katie, beautiful, lovely Katie. She's running. No, walk slowly, Katie. Walk slowly, Katie. Walk slowly. All right. We love you. See the love. Anyway, so that was my whole. That was the first DJK inspiration.
DJK moment of appreciation.
Yes, for soccer. I'm a soccer fan now.
He's a soccer fan.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we are going long here, but we've had a great segment here, and we always make something. I don't want to say something out of nothing. But this is bar talk. This is how it is in a bar. You start talking, and we had some scripted stuff.
And we,
you may think I didn't, but I have a list here on my phone because I always try and show some visual aid to you so you can see. But I was actually ready for this. I was ready for drunk perfection. I was ready for drunk taboo. But we started talking, and this is what's more important, talking to you guys, and that's it. And with our strength.
And everybody's a little scared of the potential... whatever we have going on outside.
Hurricane Arthur coming.
We've gone from blizzards to, hurricanes. Thank you, Katie.
Walk slowly. Okay, so, is that the fireball? That's it. Bieber is a shot meister. All right, so anyway, we can do this forever, but we're gonna pick this up. You know what? This is part one.
It's part one.
This episode is part one. We're not done. Yeah. We want to keep going, but we have to stop.
Yeah,
they're closing. They're sweeping.
If
we stay here 5 minutes longer, we're going to be mopping the floors and wiping tables.
And we might have to worry about something. Yeah. They're just going to kick us out. Yeah. I think Sarah's going to.
So,
all 5'4" of her is going to pick us up and throw us out like Tomcats. You know what I mean?
This is part one, and we want you to stick around for part two. And it's going to be back to back. It's going to be really quick.
We'll figure out how it's going to work.
So we're going to continue part two with...
allow us to grow while
you grow with us. We're going to talk about the foot volleyball, the lingerie football. And we're going to have a live recording of the cornhole event. So, at the 4th of July bash.
We want to make sure it's cornhole or... Bago is basically horseshoes with a bag, like a bean bag, and boards that you throw to put a hole in it.
So
I want to give a quick explanation before you say, it's that kind of podcast. They're cornholing them.
All right, so thank you, and we'll be right back. This is part one. We'll be right back right after this.
We'll be back.
So we're going to end this, but right after this, so these are going to be posted back to back.
We'll talk to you in a minute.
Peace.